me and you.
Oh, yabba dabba doo, huh? I love that song. It's called Love, Neck, and Cold on AM 1230, WSBB 23, now away from 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you have a winner of the day, studio lines are open, 428-1230. Just call us and nominate who your winner of the day, somebody that's done some good for you, for something in our community or whatever. We'd like to hear about it right here from AM 1230, WSBB. Jeff Berner is with us, professional physical therapy on this Thursday morning. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing wonderful, Skip.
Isn't it a gorgeous day today? No fog?
Oh, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. This is why we live here.
That's right. Living in paradise.
That's right.
You know, I was just talking to Jill Toffer from the University of Florida, Volusia County Extension, and she was saying that March is a month for eating healthier. It's also arthritis month, right?
Correct. Or arthritis awareness month.
Okay. What do we got to know about arthritis?
Well, the big thing to know is arthritis, there's two types of arthritis. There's the rheumatoid arthritis, which is a genetic type disorder that affects the autoimmune system.
Okay.
And it pretty much, when it comes, it can be managed with medication, but it's pretty much there for the rest of that person's life. Exercise is good for those people because moving the joints helps increase the fluid, reducing the amount of inflammation. But it is there permanently. The other form of arthritis is the more common form, and that's osteoarthritis.
Okay.
And osteoarthritis is it is very similar to the irritation that happens on the surface of your skin, but it's happening to the surface of the bone.
Oh.
And so therefore, if somebody were to get poison ivy or something, they wouldn't necessarily expect it to be there forever. Same thing with sinusitis, people who get sinus infections and so on, and their sinuses get inflamed, that is an itis. Any of the itises are an inflammatory type situation. The difference is that you can mitigate it, you can stop it, and you can heal it. And most people think that once arthritis or arthur visits, there's no getting rid of them. And if it's there long enough, that may be the case, because once there's bone damage or surface joint damage, you can't get rid of that, because once it's damaged, once the cartilage is gone, there's no repairing it. But especially in the early stages, when people are first starting to feel the pain of the arthritis, there are things that can be done to make that inflammatory process go away.
We know. I like the line that you said, once Arthur visits, he's there, right?
Well, that's what people think. And I hear that phrase quite often. And I then explain to them that there is a way to get rid of Arthur.
Okay.
It's reducing the irritation that's happening at the bone and joint end, and strengthening the muscles that support that joint so that it doesn't get irritated.
Well, you know, I think you know that I play tennis, like to play tennis probably, like to play more tennis than I'm able to play these days. But about 10 years ago when I was out playing tennis, all of a sudden when I would hit the ball, my little finger, it would feel like when you lived up north and you hit a baseball bat in the middle
right,
of the winter and your hand would just shake. And I worked through it, and they said it was arthritis in my little finger. Well, then I got away since we got down here and not playing as much tennis. And last Thursday I went out and hadn't played in a while. And I got out on the court, and you know what? That little finger hurt again.
Well, there is some strengthening exercises, and we're going to be at the Edgewater Expo, and I can test your grip strength there. I'd be happy to do that for you, and that would be able to identify if you have some weakness in that finger, and I could give you some specific exercises to get rid of that.
Okay, can you give me anything for my backhand to make a stronger backhand
too? Absolutely, I can. I need to get you in for a screening yourself, because it sounds like you've got some weaknesses that we could strengthen your backhand as well as prevent any of the arthritis from coming on.
I like that. What number can I call to make this all happen?
Call me at 423-0100.
And that's the number you'll talk to anybody. In fact, just mention your favorite radio station, Jeff, and you always give them 15-minute consultation absolutely free, right?
Every time.
Okay, professional physical therapy. Good people to know. You shouldn't have the aches and pains. Jeff can get rid of them. Jeff, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Very good.
There he goes. Jeff Berner from Professional Physical Therapy talking about arthritis on this Tuesday morning.
Here's an important message we would like you to listen to.
So people began to say to me, you know, you really ought to think about hearing aids. But tell